Hey friends, guess who's recording from Toronto again? So I'm currently sitting in my new place in Toronto with my roommate Teresa and our new friend Allison, who will be joining me on today's episode. So Allison, do you want to give an introduction of who you are, maybe a little bit about how we connected?
Sure. First of all, very excited and a little nervous because this is the first podcast ever that I'm on. So yeah, I appreciate you, Meg, for letting me be on this because one day I want to have a podcast too. But yeah, a little backstory. So I'm from Toronto, was born and raised just outside the city. Been living downtown now for about 3.5 years almost. And yeah, a lot to say. We're going to dive into that. Me and Meg have an idea of what we're going to talk about. But currently I have a social media page called Allie's Realities where I'm posting every single day. I've been doing this for the last 8 months because that's when I left my corporate job and I do not intend on working a corporate job again. But I've just been documenting the journey of a girl in her 20s, letting go of all the things that weren't meant for her and really embracing my authentic self. So it's raw and real content. I just post whatever I feel like when I feel like it. And also on TikTok, my account's called Allison Han. That's where I connected with Teresa, actually. So Meg's roommate. We followed each other on TikTok last year in July. And then when I was in Vancouver in November, she commented on my video and I was like, oh, we should hang out. And had no idea she was moving to Toronto, but we connected. So helped her find a sublet here. And now her and Meg are living together. And yeah, I just met Meg yesterday.
Yeah. Literally. Like now me and Teresa are like literally living in our vision board. But me and Allison got to connect over video like before we moved over to Toronto. And honestly, I was just like really inspired. Like you have a lot of really cool things to say. And I was just like mind blown the whole time. I was like, this girl needs a podcast of her own. So I'm really happy that we're like able to share this conversation together. And you can share a little bit with our audience. But I'll link all her like socials and TikTok and everything in the bio. So in the description. So you guys can check that out. But something that is really outstanding about you, I think, based on like knowing you for such a short amount of time, is how you're able to just fully be yourself like so shamelessly. You're so not afraid of any sort of rejection and you're just very unbothered. And because of that, you're able to just live out like whatever life that you want to create yourself for yourself, like your own reality, as opposed to what other people want you to become. So can you share with our listeners a bit of background on sort of how you got to this point?
Wow, that was so nicely said. I'm going to use that to describe myself. Thank you. I'm glad I come across that way. Obviously, it's a lifelong journey. Things do bother me sometimes still, but I'm very aware that when that happens, that's not real. Like, I've really come to the understanding that everything outward in your life, like everything external, is just a reflection of inside, like what you believe. So yeah, it's been a really long journey to become more self-aware and to be this version of myself. I got into self-development and that kind of work back in 2017. Started with a weight loss journey. So growing up, I always hated how I looked. That was my biggest insecurity. Had glasses, braces, just not cute. And then also being overweight, I always thought I was fat. So like hella insecure, just really low self-confidence, low self-esteem, and minority upbringing too. Like my parents were born in China, they immigrated here. So I think just not getting the love from them that I needed as well, never learned how to love myself. And yeah, I would say I really just hit a rock bottom at some point. And what held me back the most was how I looked. And I tried losing weight many times, but it was only then that mentally I was like, I need to fix this. Like, I can't live the rest of my life feeling sorry for myself. I started going to the gym and that was the time that it actually worked. I lost more weight than I ever thought was possible for me. Like my max weight, I was 170. Mm. And then my lowest, I was 112. But in that process too, I developed a binge eating problem and an obsession with the gym. And my relationship with working out and eating and just my body was not in a good place. And I healed that more in 2020 and 2021. Mm. So I think just, Meg and I talked a little about this last night too, always wanting to be skinny and then actually getting to that point, I thought it would make me really happy, but it cost me a lot of my sanity. I was always tracking my food and I relied on the gym. I was running a lot, like beating myself up. And that was the first time though that I ever accomplished something that I really set out to do. And my life transformed, just the way people were treating me and things that I always wanted. Like, I never got attention from guys, never knew what it was like to be single and hit on at a bar. So, like, did all those things. But yet, I didn't love myself enough through that. I don't know. I think you've had a similar kind of experience. So, yeah, weight loss, I think, is very, like, it helps a lot of people grow in the way that, like, physically you're more confident, but I always tell people it's more mental than physical. Mm-hmm. It really helped me expand beyond a lot of my limiting beliefs, because things that I never thought were possible for me ended up happening for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we talked about like skinny privilege and pretty privilege. That happened a lot. And I think that's helped me be more aware of like the way that I'm treated now. I kind of like that. I was at the time, I remember thinking, why me? Why do I have to be fatter than my friends and uglier? Why can't I be cool? Like, I just have a shy personality. I wish I could be bubbly and popular like other people. I just was unfortunately not blessed to look like them. Mm-hmm. But in the journey and the struggle of me really working to build this, I strengthened my mind through it and gained a lot of confidence. So that was the first thing that ever happened to become a little bit more unbothered like I am now.
Mm. Yeah, that's actually so relatable. So I went through like a very similar thing with the feeling very insecure with my body and body dysmorphia and losing that. Something that really resonated when you were sharing your journey with me yesterday was how when you first wanted to lose the extra pounds, you were doing it for a reason that wasn't really sustainable, right? Like, you were like, oh, like, I wanted to get maybe male attention, or I wanted to look a certain way, but you weren't really like happy with that process. So what was the point through your journey to like where you are now, where you're like fit and you have a healthy relationship with food, where you sort of switch that mindset to like, hey, I want to do this like for myself, as opposed to like to be accepted by society?
Ooh, that's a great question. So actually, I would say when it started, it was for the right reasons, but not sustainable. So the reason it worked this time around was me hitting rock bottom and really feeling like the only way my life is going to get better is if I do it purely from the part of me that wants to feel better about myself.
Mm.
I would be crying miserable. I had a boyfriend at the time. I would be in my bed crying, thinking no one loves me.
Oh.
Yeah. And literally on the phone. And he's like, I love you. And I'm like, I don't believe it. Even my parents obviously loved me. Mm-hmm. And just realizing it's all me. And no matter how much anyone else loves me or says anything, whatever they say to me, I'm not going to believe it. And it's like that quote, like, you accept the love you think you deserve.
Yeah.
And so this time around, like, the root reason for me to doing this weight loss journey and having it actually like stay, I'm not phrasing this right, but actually committing to it and this time around having it work, was because of that reason. But yeah, I got to the point where I became obsessive with it. Mm. So it did take a turn. I think it was as I was getting all the attention and my life got better and better, that was where the problems were kicking in.
Oh
yeah. So the beginning was kind of steady. Actually, I was just starting to eat a little bit less and healthier and just started doing elliptical at the gym. That's all I started with. Because when I was 170 pounds, even just doing walking, like more walking and elliptical, I was losing weight.
Mm.
And then I got a gym membership and started doing some weights. And then that was helping. And then when elliptical got easy, that's when I got into running. Mm. And I lost most of the weight in 2018, because that's when I got into running. And I got so obsessed with that feeling of getting faster and faster.
Ooh.
But because I was dropping pounds really quickly, I noticed that people were treating me better and all these things were happening to me. I was getting more attention. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think that line was crossed. Mm. And I just developed this fear of gaining weight after that, because I associated eating healthily again, like eating whatever I wanted again, uh-huh, and letting go of control would lead to my life going to be as shitty as it used to be.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I started tracking calories. Because I think once I broke... I remember I never thought when I started my weight loss journey that I would get under 130 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And the day I stepped on the scale, I was 129.
Oh my gosh.
I remember thinking, wow. But then I kind of stagnated around that weight, because that is like my set point weight. Yeah, like, now I'm like 135.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember I couldn't get lower, but I got so obsessed with the number dropping.
Mm.
My friend was like, why don't you try tracking calories? Like, that's the way to lose more weight. So that's when I got into my Fitness Pal, and I was on that app for like 3 years.
3 years.
I think. I was tracking calories. Then I tracked macros. And my life revolved around numbers. I was always thinking about my next meal, and it was very limiting, a very limiting way to live life, and it just took over my mind.
Yeah.
So I finally confronted this fear when COVID hit, because gyms closed. And that's when I actually fully was honest with myself that I didn't realize it before, but clearly the reason for a lot of me going to the gym and eating a certain way was because of how people perceived me. But then with lockdown, I wasn't seeing people anymore. And right. I was questioning, why do I not have a desire to work out anymore? What's wrong with me?
Oh.
And then I realized all I wanted to do was like eat freely again and live. But I was very inspired by this YouTuber. Her name's Stephanie Buttermore. Her journey, I've talked about this a little bit to some of my friends. I don't know if I've made it on my account yet, but she was a fitness influencer. Rock hard abs, skinny, and she got famous for cheat meals and 10,000 calorie challenge what? Videos on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
So when I had my binge eating problem, because I would restrict and always be cutting.
Yeah.
I would be craving food a lot. And so her videos were one of my guilty pleasures.
Okay.
I would watch her. And then one day she announced that she wanted to fix her relationship with food because she developed extreme hunger. No matter what she ate, and it's actually a scientific thing.
Oh.
She went on this all-in journey. And she documented the whole thing from her just letting herself eat to satiety and trusting the process that she'll gain a lot of weight, but then she'll reach her set point. And that was actually a big inspiration to what I'm doing with my account is I'm learning how to listen to my body and do what I want to do and not judge myself for it in terms of career and posting content and like my working out and eating, trusting that my body will find the point that it's supposed to be at and letting myself just fully go and believing that's what you need to do to get back to normal. And she did that, documented it all the tears. She was getting a lot of hate. She was scared because also her following was built off of her being fit and she knew this is the whole brand she has. But people even called like hate videos, calling her a whale, things like
what?
That. Looking like a whale.
That's
brutal. Her clothes not fitting. She posted it all online.
Okay.
It was very inspiring for me to watch. And seeing her fix her relationship with food gave me hope that I could. So I didn't do exactly what she did because I didn't have extreme hunger. So I didn't like gain as much weight as she did. But I let myself go and stop tracking finally.
Right.
And that's how, because at the time I was around 120, but I needed to be running a certain amount and eating a certain amount to keep that. And now I think this is how my body naturally is. Like I fluctuate between 130 and 135. And working out simply for the reasons of wanting to feel good. And on days where I don't want to, I just don't do it. And then eating, I don't track at all anymore. I wouldn't even say I eat healthy, but I'm mindful because I'm really still grateful for that, having done that before, because now I'm aware of how calories work and I can catch myself. So that fear that I had that if I eat normally again I'll gain weight and suddenly be fat was unreasonable, because once I had that knowledge, it's like I'll never let myself do that again.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's insane though, because I mean, when I think about my journey, I see a little bit of parallels. Like when I was first starting to get into weight loss, I mean, I had like a rocky relationship with food over a span of like a couple years, to be completely honest. But when I first started and I started tracking my calories and everything, and I was like extreme restricting, like super extreme. Like I'm talking, I'm eating like 1200 calories a day.
Wow.
Like that's so little, so little. And then I was like over exercising. So I was like doing 1000 calories a day of like exercise and eating 1200 a day.
When was
this? This was like last Jan, Feb, March-ish, like last spring.
Oh my gosh.
Like before I came to Toronto.
How long did you do that for?
It only lasted 3 months because like my body was in such a like fight or flight state that I could not shed off any pounds. Like obviously I did shed because I was like restricting so much, but at a certain point I was like exhausted all the time. I was not happy. I was like obsessive. I couldn't even like eat half a cookie without me wanting to like run it off after. I was like
that too.
Yeah. I was like, I cannot enjoy 50 calories because it's 50 calories over like my calorie budget. Like it was so bad. Like it was at the worst point at the start of last year. But before that, it started in like 2019 when I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so ugly, like I'm fat or whatever. And like all that stuff. It's just like negative self-talk. And the ironic thing is like when I forgot about that stuff, like for example, when I moved to Toronto or when I went traveling or when I was just like having a fun summer and I was just like eating whatever and I forgot about focusing on my body, that's when I was actually the fittest. And then I look back, I'm like, that's very interesting, you know, like when you forget and you actually just live your life is when your body responds the best. So I feel like there's a form of like energy that goes into it too.
100%. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. Do you have anything to like say to that?
Yeah.
Resonate?
it really resonates because that's what I'm doing. I'm allowing myself to live authentically, do what I want, do what feels right. And you get natural energy from that.
Yeah.
And it's anything that's forced is not going to last.
Yeah.
And so when we force our bodies to restrict and work out a certain way and structure our lives for a result that we want, we're going against the natural flow of things. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm doing that in all areas of my life now. Just take the pressure off, no expectations, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And another thought that came to me when you said that was, what's interesting is we're so hard on ourselves and we think we want to look a certain way, perhaps to be liked by others, when really everyone perceives you differently and everyone has a different preference too for body type. Like, I think what's helped me now with letting go, like, there's people who think I look way better. Mm. And when I was 120 pounds, I thought that was my fittest, like, I looked the best. But some people think that's a little too skinny, right? Or and I realized this is just more worth it. Like, and the more I've come to love myself, and no matter what shape or size I'm in, like, I noticed the natural cycle of my life too. I'm always leanest in the summer because the weather's nice. It just makes sense. We're going outside more, we're walking. Walking is a great form of cardio, and you're just doing a lot. And because I'm more busy, I think I'm eating less. And then winter, it's so cold. Mm-hmm. I want to leave Toronto because I hate winters. Mm-hmm. But we just want to eat more, like, comfort food. And the clothes are baggier.
Yeah.
So it's less motivating. And I just learned to ride the seasons of life. I always fluctuate. I'm always 5 to 10 pounds heavier in the winter.
Oh, same. Same.
Yeah. So the last 3 years, I've noticed that cycle. And now I just trust my body. Yeah. And I don't judge myself as hard anymore. Because if I don't look as good, I just know, like, next summer I'll look better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I love that. I think if we do it to be accepted by others, we're never going to be happy. Because, like you said, there's a different definition of beauty. Like, that just reminds me when I see on TikTok when people post their weight loss journey or, like, oh, this is my before, this is my after. And sometimes there's comments of, like, oh, your before was way better. Or, like, oh, you look better with a little more, like, roundness or whatever. It's like, damn, you know, like, no matter what you do, people are gonna give you shit for it. So at a certain point, what's the point? So I guess my question for you, since you're also a content creator, is, like, how do you stop caring about what other people think of you, like, in terms of maybe not just in terms of, like, your body or and everything, but just, like, being yourself in every way?
My favorite thing to talk about, how to embrace your authentic self. It took me a long time to get here. I think what finally hit me like a truck was the realization that I built my life up, like, up until when I left my corporate job. I did almost everything I was doing was for others, not for me. Mm. And with weight loss, you know, I thought if I'm skinny, then I'll be liked. And I got skinnier, people were starting to like me, but I still didn't like myself.
Oh.
And then with career, I was like, well, when I get that promotion, when I make that money, when I'm working for that company, when I have that job, I'll be successful and people will like me and think highly of me. But I get to that point and I feel empty inside. Like, so it all hit me, like, who did I do this for? And because I've been working on the self-awareness journey for a long time, in May with this job ending, because I've had 3 corporate jobs and I was laid off from all of them. This last one was a mutual one, though. A little bit, but I keep joking about this, but I really mean it. I think layoffs are one of the best things that can happen to you. All of them were a blessing. Mm. Like, genuinely, all of them, like, the best things that could have happened to me. And this most recent one, I actually asked for it. Like, I asked for a mutual separation so I could get severance in the eye because all my last jobs, that's how they ended. Yeah. So this time around, I just realized clearly by doing all these things all my life for other people led me to being like this and feeling like this. What do I have to lose now than to just being completely myself and seeing what happens? And again, I've been inspired by a lot of content creators that I've seen online just being themselves. And I've always been low-key jealous of how they had the confidence to do it. Mm. But that's the secret, I think, to success, is just believing in yourself and being consistent, showing up. And the quote, self-doubt is the biggest killer of dreams. Mm-hmm. I think that's 100% true. Mm-hmm. The reason now, there's just no reason to not be confident and be 100% yourself.
Right.
Only things that are aligned for you and meant for you will start showing up.
Mm.
If you just don't tolerate anything else that's fake and not doesn't feel right, you're being guided towards the life that's meant for you.
Yeah.
You're gonna attract the right people in, the right opportunities. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what you want ultimately? Isn't that, like, you want the things that are you actually genuinely believe in and align with you? So that's the, I would say, the ultimate guiding reason for why I'm like this. And I always fall back on that. Like, there's no downside to being 100% myself.
I love that. So I'm curious, through your journey of sort of becoming 100% yourself from a place where you were less confident before, what sort of resistances you face? Like, for example, were there people that were like sort of trying to like drag you down or hold you to like an old version of yourself, or people that were sort of judging you for being yourself? And did you have to shed off a lot of like old parts of your life? And how was that?
Definitely. And it was things that I didn't even expect, and the old me never would have wanted. I went through 3 breakups in my lifetime, 2 friendship breakups, and all these careers, like these jobs that I've held. Mm-hmm. I see now in hindsight, I had to shed all of those because those were holding me back. They were versions of me that aren't truly who I am. And it sucked at the time to go through all of that, especially my most recent breakup. That was 1.5 years ago. That was what really shook me. It was the Canon event, like the catalyst to just changing up my life. So, background, I'm a CPA. I studied business in university, specialized in accounting. And I practiced accounting for 4 years.
Wow.
I forget how long. But when the breakup happened, because me and my ex met at my first job, so we were both accountants, that's when it hit me, like, I'm just so sick of this. Mm. I want to do a job that's more suited for who I am and something that I would actually enjoy. So I switched into recruiting. But yeah, had it not been for that breakup, I really believe I manifested that, because January 2022, I journaled that I was ready last year it's 2024 now, but that year to really shake up my life and start growing again. I felt like I stagnated. And so I was asking the universe, like asking God for something. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into my breakup. But again, it was something that I never wanted to happen, but I needed it. Mm. And then also friendships. The friend breakups were earlier on in university, but again, needed that to really sit with myself, be alone, and then rebuild. Mm. So I've had a lot of times of loneliness, and I love, on my page, I share a lot of quotes that I see that inspire me too, like those motivational ones, but the idea that when you're going on this self-discovery journey, oftentimes you'll find a lot of loneliness and solitude before you find your people.
Right.
And so absolutely that happened to me in all the ways. Everything blew up. My career, my relationships, friendships, to the point where now I'm actually so happy with friendships. Going from feeling like I didn't have friends before, I've really learned how to attract the right people in and develop the skills and learn the parts of myself that are actually lovable and find people that value me for who I am. So friendships is the one pillar I would say that I'm 100% confident in.
Oh, wow.
And then boys, I've been single for 1.5 years now, and I think I learned a lot from that breakup and the relationship, things that I needed to work on in myself. And I really committed to staying single for at least 1 year to work on that. And it's just this new year, because I journaled again, that I feel like I'm ready to put myself out there and try dating again, but this time seriously. Like, all of last year I still wasn't ready. So just like casual things. But now I'm gonna approach it differently.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to take on that challenge again. Mm-hmm. Now that I've learned how to love myself more and be alone. And then with career, that one's interesting, right? Like, I think being in North America and the society and even just our parents thinking we need to do a certain job.
Yeah.
I love making content. I've been doing it for 8 months now, but it was exactly after 6 months that this crazy thing happened, thanks to Teresa. She told me to make a video. So me and Teresa in Vancouver, we went to Nightingale. We just had drinks together and some food. And I told her about this DeLulu thought I had the night before. And she was like, oh my God, you need to make a TikTok about this. Like, they'll love it. And I was thinking, no way. People are going to think I'm a gold digger. Because I was talking about like someone giving me their money one day. I almost didn't do it because I was scared about what people would think.
Right.
And I posted on TikTok. It sat in my drafts for 4 days. I got back here and I was like, you know what? I have nothing to post today. I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
But I was kind of shaking when I was posting on Instagram because I was more nervous about Instagram. Like, the
people. Because more people know you on Insta.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And I even edited the caption, like something about like, this is more suited for TikTok, I know, but I've been cross-posting, so I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
Blew up my most viral video, like 260K views now on Insta.
Yeah.
And it got me so many followers. And I was going to start slowing down because I was thinking, man, people don't really care about this content that much. Like, let me just live more of my life and stop pressuring myself to make content. But really deep down, what I needed was that reassurance and that almost validation from people that, like, I wasn't doing it for the validation, but that push helped me to admit to myself, like, you know what, I do really love doing this. And there are people out there who will follow me for, like, even no reason, just from one random video.
Yeah.
And then since then, I've had a couple more viral ones, and I've learned more about how social media just works because of virality.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to keep going and just keep putting it out, no matter what other people think. And just me and Teresa, the phrase we came up with that night was "Don't think, just post." And I've really, I took that and ran with it all of December, and I still am doing that.
Wow. Okay. So now, if you were to like record something like that, can you just post it without much of the fear that you had before?
I think the fear always still comes in.
Okay.
We talked about this too. So Rob Dial's podcast, The Mindset Mentor, love it so much. But he often says this in some of his episodes, that the idea of, like, when people are announced as your fearless leader, he talks about fear being, like, everyone has it. Yeah. The difference is that people don't listen to their fears. So I don't let my fears stop me anymore.
Mm.
I learned the difference between my intuition and my anxiety, like, which voice is speaking to me.
Oh.
And I'll sit with the anxiety. Like, honestly, even this podcast, like, I'm a little nervous, but I'm still doing it because you can only face your fear by doing it.
Yeah.
And because that experience of posting that video, I was scared, but I did it. And then it was a positive reinforcement because the result. I remind myself now, when I'm scared about something, just do it anyway.
Mm.
And we joked about how it's the most random videos that we don't think are going to go viral that go viral.
So true.
So just don't overthink it. We get in our own ways a lot in our heads. But yeah, the way I post now is, Some things that I record, if I actually watch it back and don't feel like it's something I really genuinely want to share, then I'll not do it. But if it's something like I do feel good about, even if there's a little bit of fear of judgment, but I know I love it, like, what I have to say, I still just post it anyway.
So you talked a bit about, like, the positive reinforcement. I think as content creators, like, when you put your stuff out there, the biggest fear also is, like, there's going to be negative reinforcement from, like, haters and things like that. So how do you, like, train your mind to focus on, okay, this is the good stuff, this is the positive validation that's coming through, as opposed to letting the negativity stop you from posting?
Oh, I love that question. I actually didn't even think about that, but that's a big reason why I'm able to be unbothered, is I've been working on training my brain to think the positive thought over the negative for so many years now.
Uh-huh.
I used to be very negative, very bitter. So back when I was saying, like, I hated myself, like, of course the things in my life were negative because I was always filtering for that.
Right.
But I remember the first step that actually got me to working on myself was, I knew something was wrong mentally. I was at home, actually, and I told my parents once I wanted to do therapy.
Okay.
And they were like, no, that's too expensive.
Asian parents.
Okay. Yeah. But I was going back to school in the summer, and I knew that they had free on-campus counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So I should just check myself into counseling.
Nice.
And that was the biggest blessing. I didn't realize I needed it, but she introduced me to the idea of, you can change your thoughts. We had this, I still remember, I took a picture of it, but this, like, thought journal kind of thing where it's a chart, and you have the event that happened. You have the immediate thought that you have, and then you have, then you write, like, what you could think instead of that. So basically how to reframe negative thoughts to positive ones. I remember at the time thinking, there's no, I'm like, I wish I could believe that positive one, but there's no way. But then over time, I think slowly practicing that, realizing that my life got more positive the more I was thinking about the benefits, like, of just the good things that could happen. So yeah, I actually, one of my videos blew up and I got a lot of hate. It was like the TikTok trend about just being, like, your age and having no kids, being single, and then just a collage of me traveling and partying with and being with my girlfriends. And all these men just in the comments just berating me on how I'm a hoe, like, gonna be single forever, like, no one's gonna want to wife me, or just assuming I have a high body count because of a 7-second collage. But truly, like, I made videos about this, like, how to be unbothered and how it didn't really bother me. The only thing that bothered me was that people are like this. It's just sad, but it really is, again, a reflection of themselves. So I don't take it personal, because I used to be like that, where I didn't like myself, so I was judging others and bitter because of it. But realizing that genuinely happy people do not judge others. So that video was great. I think the old me always wanted to post stuff online, but I was too scared, and the hate would have gotten to me and made me stop. But this time around, it didn't stop me. I was like, keep feeding my engagement.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, Mary, I really, really like what you said about how genuinely happy people don't judge, and how you went through that own experience yourself, where when you were unhappy, you were seeing the negative in others. Like, I think the world is like a mirror, and I think it's a little bit of a spiritual thing where whatever you put out is what you get back, or the way you see yourself is that the way that you see the world. 100%. So the more that you love yourself and are happy with yourself, the more you're able to sort of filter that through like the things coming at you, and you see more of the good stuff. So I really, really like that. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Yeah. And like you alluded a little bit to how there were people judging you and saying, oh, like she must have been such a hoe or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And talking about that social validation thing, I wanted to have Allison on for a second episode for this podcast, because basically yesterday she came over to mine and Teresa's, and we were just like chatting and about her whole like dating history and everything. And my jaw was just like on the floor, because I was like, how is this girl so unbothered by what men think of her and how she's able to go up and just like speak to them and like not be afraid of being rejected? But anyways, that's a cliffhanger. I'm going to leave this on. So you guys are going to have to listen to the next episode for that. Any final words on this first episode before we close it off?
Yeah, so I was just telling Teresa and Meg that I was kind of nervous, but we're going to try better the second time. And when I hear this back, I'm just really grateful for this opportunity just at all, because like I said, I've actually been thinking about wanting to have my own podcast one day, because I listened to podcasts a lot during COVID, but also when I would go to the gym, just commuting too. They've helped me a lot. And so when I have my podcast, Meg, you're going to be my first guest.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored. I would love to be.
Perfect.
Yay, perfect. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. And yeah, I'll link all her socials and stuff in the description. So make sure to check out her content. She's truly like just so fully herself. It's so refreshing to see that online. So make sure to check her out and connect with her. And I will check you guys out, but I will chat with you guys on the next episode. Bye.